Crack-a-lacka.
There's no arguing with the judge.
We are editing this entire segment out of the podcast.
I apologize. I will flagellate myself later.
I hope you come up with something good.
All right, this is going to go great.
How now, brown cow?
Red leather, yellow leather.
What's the haps?
What are the haps? You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive and the ads aren't real. I am your host and moderator, Joe Morkel. With me, as always, are the Brock and Misty to my Ash, Sean Keller.
I don't know who those people are.
And Mike Peretto.
I do, so I'm Brock.
Wait, you said Ash. Is it an Evil Dead thing?
Sure isn't.
All right.
I mean, it also is, but not here.
So at the top of the episode...
I'm so confused.
I think we have to fire Sean.
Misty and Ash and Brock. Brock, I think, is like Space Ghost. There's a character named Brack.
That's Brack.
No, that's not right.
Yeah.
So Brock.
Man, we used to joke about these three all the way back to high school, Sean.
Brock Obama?
So at the top of the episode, we're going to Mike. Mike, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a recurring, what I'm going to make now, a recurring segment whenever I feel like doing it.
Sure.
Which is, who would win in a fight?
Ha-ha!
And this is the who would win in a fight action hero edition.
Nice. Pokemon, right. By the way. I Googled it. Pokemon.
Yes, yes. Pokemon.
Hold on your Googling.
All right, Joe, who is the Who Would Win in a Fight segment brought to us by?
Who Would Win in a Fight is brought to us by Kid Care. Raising kids can be difficult, so don't do it. Let us raise your kids for you. You can just swing on by, drop off all of your kids, and skedaddle. We'll do all the hard work, aided by a team of prize-winning nannies, while you reap the benefits. We can give your kid back once they're grown, or you can just tell us what you want done with them and we'll take care of it. Whether you want them to be slaughtered for their succulent meats, or simply milked, Kid Care has the tools to get the job done.
No!
Kid Care! We're talking about kids, and by kids, we mean juvenile goats.
There it is. Oh, Jesus. The one shepherd who listens in Kaplakistan or whatever is going to be like, oh, yes, he's talking about the goats. Not confused at all. What is so funny?
I'm sure that he knows the English nomenclature for...
Yes.
He's very into English venery.
That's not funny at all. There's the
goats. Our bellies filled with goat meat. All right, guys. So we're gonna revisit this who would win the fight segment, because I feel like it went well last time. So we're gonna go with a
action hero,
a category this time, instead of just randomly, you know, choosing things to fight each other. So, who would win in a fight? Action Hero Edition. So, this is going to be action stars from, the late 70s, early 80s through the present.
Okay.
Perfect.
How many rounds?
Well, that's going to be determined by the bell.
Very good.
Because I have plenty.
So. I thought it was going to go, very good. Ding!
We'll see.
I'll ring it as soon as I disagree what both of you have said.
All right, guys. So first round, we're gonna bring out the big guns right away. Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Sylvester Stallone.
Wait. Not the characters, just the actors?
Yep, the actors.
Oh, well, all right, Schwarzenegger.
No, I'm sorry. I should specify. In their prime. Because some of these timelines do not match up. In the case of Schwarzenegger and Stallone, they kind of do, but in their prime.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger is going to destroy him.
I would agree with you just in terms of strength, but
yeah.
Stallone is strong, and he's going to have a greater degree of flexibility. and agility just because he's not a human Hulk.
Yeah, I totally agree. So,
yeah, I'm going to have to go with Stallone.
I can see Stallone getting the speed, but I just... Arnold, you're talking about someone who is, you know, Mr. Universe.
This dude relates to size.
Strongest dude in the world.
He's essentially a model, though. Like,
yeah. he's a model of the best muscles.
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder, but Stallone is also trained in combat. You know, I mean, he's got hand to hand combat training, and he's not as big as Schwarzenegger, which is a huge disadvantage. I mean, Schwarzenegger's probably got like 40 pounds on him, 50 pounds
easily,
and four or five inches in terms of height. Yeah.
But Stallone, you know, he can move. He knows how to fight. I actually go with Stallone on this one too.
Nine times out of ten, speed is going to win over strength.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger's mostly. He's a big guy, obviously, and he was very extremely muscular in his prime. But I think it was mostly for show. You know.
Yeah.
So moving on. We'll go with something with less of a size differential. Chuck Norris versus Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, Chuck Norris.
Does Chuck Norris have a gun?
No.
Well,
Nobody has a gun.
Nobody has a gun.
Nobody's got a gun.
There goes my second question.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has a gun, then everybody's got to have a gun, and I just, that, you know, we're not talking about aim here. We're talking about physical prowess.
Boy, okay, so both in their primes.
Do you want to hear my reasons before you render your answer, Sean?
Sure.
Yeah. The big reason I'm going with Chuck Norris over Jean-Claude Van Damme is that Jean-Claude Van Damme has demonstrated in life that he only knows how to sport fight. He actually got his ass kicked in a street fight. I want to say in like the early 90s.
Really? I thought that he knew. Yeah. I thought he knew like Taekwondo.
Well, he does, but
there's a huge difference between knowing a martial art to fight in an arena with rules and knowing a martial art to protect yourself.
And Chuck Norris has demonstrated that he can street fight.
Well, more importantly, he hasn't gotten his ass kicked in a street fight. So a negative on Jean-Claude and no negative on Chuck Norris means Chuck Norris wins.
Okay.
All right, I'm inclined to go with Chuck Norris just because he's Chuck Norris.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go with Chuck Norris too because the internet told me to.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, next one. We're gonna mix it up a little bit and bring in some ladies.
Okay.
Let's go with...
And they'll ask the question.
Come on, we've replaced all three of us with female versions. All right. Charlize Theron versus Jennifer Lawrence.
Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I also agree.
I don't know anything about their training or techniques. I feel like Charlize Theron is bigger, which I know you guys doesn't mean anything. But
true.
I feel like Jennifer Lawrence is just like softer and more feminine, and Charlize Theron is just like the Dolph Lundgren of super hot ladies.
Yeah, I think she's definitely like more fit than Jennifer Lawrence, so I'll give her that.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, she was such a badass in Mad Max.
Fury Road. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. All right, so we totally
were... Independent of all of that, I just get a vibe off of Charlize Theron that if shit goes down, she's going to fuck somebody up.
She is from South Africa, so she's probably seen some shit. We agree on Charlize Theron, so moving on. Big stars here. Harrison Ford versus Tom Cruise.
This is just hand-to-hand fisticuffs, huh?
It sure is, yeah.
Man,
I'm pretty sure Harrison Ford could step on Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is a lot smaller than Harrison Ford. He's like 5'8". Harrison Ford is 6'1", maybe.
Okay.
So you got a big size differential there, but Tom Cruise, again, way faster. Kind of like Sylvester Stallone. I mean, he really.
Well, here's the thing. I assume you're talking about both in their primes.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I mean, at like peak Tom Cruise, we'll say like Risky Business era.
I'm not sure that Tom Cruise is not in his peak right now.
I was gonna say he might be in his prime.
That's a good point. I mean, physically, I think he might be.
Yeah,
and he's 57.
Yeah, I mean he is right. Yeah, I think that's crazy now. I'd say with during the last like 15 years, Tom Cruise has been in his prime. Like he's really worked up to this point in his career. Yeah. And life. Harrison Ford was in his prime in like 1984.
You know? I'm going to say if both of them were like 30, that Harrison Ford would win. But like a 30-year-old Harrison Ford versus a 57-year-old Tom Cruise would win.
That's odd, but I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what's really funny is that Tom Cruise is 57.
Is he actually 57, though? Did we look it up?
Yes. Yeah, I just looked it up. All right, Tom Cruise is 57.
I can't believe Harrison Ford is
77, and I am confident that either one of them could kick my ass right now.
For sure.
A 76. For sure. Harrison Ford is in good shape for a nearly 80-year-old man. He's in decent shape.
Yeah.
All right, I got a tough one here. We agreed on that 100%, right, Tom Cruise?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's Tom Cruise now versus, we agree.
Okay. All right, so we got two former football stars turned action heroes, Terry Crews versus Dwayne Johnson.
I was so hoping you were going to say O.J. Simpson. Does he have a knife?
That would be a much easier. See, well, the thing is, even if you don't think OJ has a knife, he does.
Yeah. So it's Terry Crews versus who?
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh God, The Rock. Yes, The Rock is just football? A beast. He did. He played college ball.
Oh
yeah. They both did. Terry Crews may have even had a short. Lived NFL career, but they're both, believe it or not, about the same size.
Really? Gosh.
Yeah.
I just feel like The Rock is so much bigger.
He's probably like 30, 40 pounds bigger, but you're talking about a difference of, you know, 260 pounds versus 290 pounds. Like it's not really,
yeah,
it's not a big deal.
No, not
also,
in their case.
Also, Terry Crews would look bigger if he had made a movie with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyone would, yeah. I'm still gonna go The Rock. I love Terry Crews. I feel like The Rock has a lot of wrestling, which, you know, aside from being 100% real, takes a certain amount of coordination and reflexes, and you do need to be able to take a hit. So I don't know how much of that Terry Crews has done. It's one thing to play football and wear a bunch of pads and a helmet. It's another thing to sort of like get hit with a fist and sort of take that punishment. What makes you think
The Rock has though?
Cause he wrestled for like a long time. They take hits, man. They actually take hits.
I mean, they do.
They actually do make contact even if it isn't meant to cause damage.
Right. They actually
Here's what I'm going to weigh in with. I'm also going to say The Rock, but mostly because of their what they've had to train for acting-wise.
Yeah.
So The Rock has had a lot of roles that required him to look proficient in combat. So that's going to come with some even limited combat training. And as much as I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I don't think that's taught Terry Crews how to fuck up anybody. Yeah. Certainly nobody like The Rock.
I agree. So I was going to go with The Rock also. But you already won, so let's move on. Next is Michelle Rodriguez versus Kate Beckinsale.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Okay.
Kate Beckinsale is too scrawny. Michelle Rodriguez is just a fucking
I wouldn't call Kate Beckinsale
badass.
Scrawny.
Compared to Michelle Rodriguez, I feel like Michelle Rodriguez is just a harder, tougher, more intimidating for sure. She's a, Beckinsale, I don't know.
I mean, she does some pretty cool shit.
Michelle Rodriguez versus Beckinsale's character from those vampire movies, then I'm going to change my vote.
Yeah.
But if it's the actual humans, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I was kind of conflating her character from the the
Underworld series,
Underworld movies, with her, because Michelle Rodriguez is a badass. I cannot disagree with that. And in fact, I was also going to vote Michelle Rodriguez. So there you go.
All right, Mike, this is your next and final round. So pick a good one.
Let's go with
Mr. Bean.
Let's go with Bruce Willis versus Wesley Snipes.
Oh, God. Oh, you had to. I got to go with Wesley. I love prime Bruce Willis, but Bruce Willis has never... I mean, he had, like, good-looking arms in Die Hard, but I've never... Bruce Willis has never been, like, a physical specimen the same way that a Stallone has been.
Even when he had those cut arms in Die Hard, he had a bit of dad bod.
Yeah, he did. And yeah, Wesley Snipes, on the other hand, has been, like... fucking ripped. Like, Wesley Snipes is like a hard dude.
Yeah.
In his prime. In his prime. Oh, I don't know. I'm saying. I go with Snipes.
Yeah, I guess.
Plus, Bruce Willis looks like all those other office workers from the IRS that are knocking on his door. So he's got that extra motivation to fuck him up.
I think he's. I hope, anyway, that he's past those woes now. But,
Well, I'm gonna button this, I think, succinctly by quoting Snipes himself in Passenger 57, always bet on black.
There you go.
Fair enough.
All right, next, we are going to me, and I have a hypothetical question for the two of you.
Ew.
Sean, what is this hypothetical question brought to us by?
It's brought to us by Suomo, luxury for babies. Would you like a bassinet that's a solid piece of 18 karat gold and weighs 108 pounds? It can be yours for only $41,000. How about a pacifier that costs $109,000? We sell those too. Yes, we're a real company. You can go to our website right now. That's suomo.com. Pima, cotton, and natural wild silk will surround your baby in our magnificent baby cribs. This special cotton, carefully grown and collected, is bright and smooth, as only silk, the finest fabric in existence, can be. This luxurious embrace will watch over her as she slumbers in golden nuances crafted by the most expert hands. That's an actual description pulled directly from our very real website that sells luxury items for babies. So, if you have a baby and you're just so rich you don't know what to do with yourself, visit suomo.com and get something totally ridiculous your child will never remember, because your baby is a baby.
All right, guys, Sean's birthday is this Friday.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, wait, it is.
Yes, it is.
Why did you forget your birthday?
Because we record these things 3 weeks in advance.
Stupid bastard.
Yes, as everybody knows, who's listening to this on release day, it is October 22nd,
right?
Which means Sean's birthday is this Friday.
Oh, man. You're giving out all sorts of personal information about me. People are going to be able to guess my passwords.
And your sign.
So, first of all, happy birthday, Sean.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. A little late.
Sorry.
Where were you?
what I want to ask Sean first, but then also Mike, is if your birthday were going to become a holiday, how would you want everyone to celebrate it?
All right. I have the answer.
All right.
Go for it.
It is it's a two-part day. It's split in half. Okay?
Split in half.
From as early as anyone else wants to wake up, because I don't mind waking up early. I'm not one of those let's sleep in till noon types, all right? So I want to get up bright and early, but it's determined by the rest of your family. So if you have a wife, a partner, children, however early they want to get up, that is the start of act one to this two-act day. So say 7 a.m.
Okay.
From 7 a.m. until 12 o'clock noon, that is act one of your day, and you spend it with your family. You spend it with your wife, your kids. You unplug. You're not watching movies or just like vegging out. You spend it with your family, and you do something fun. You go outside. You play with each other, whatever it is. As soon as the clock strikes noon, you get beer and video games until you decide to go to sleep. And that is act two. So you spend quality time with your loved ones for the first part of the day. And then the entire rest of the day, you can just drink and relax and play video games. So I think drinking and playing video games would be like the official, the sexy part of my holiday.
I would do it totally the other way around. I was thinking about this the whole time you were talking, and I would want to just kind of wake up whenever I felt like it. And I would start my day with coffee and video games. Mm-hmm. And this is how I would want people to celebrate my holiday.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to remember everyone is doing this.
Yes. If it's my birthday, they're celebrating me and what I like to do, which is I would wake up, I'd play video games, I'd drink coffee, I'd just chill. Probably until like 2 or 3 p.m. And then I would want to get together with my family. Probably at the beach. I'd say we want to go to the beach, hang out for the rest of the day, and we could do our drinking together at the beach. At the beach, guys.
Oh, at the beach.
We would go.
So that's the end of it.
It's basically, we wouldn't just drink, but we'd get together, we'd hang out, we'd have a good time, we'd have drinks, we'd go to dinner.
No, that sounds lovely.
But mostly, the end of the day to me, the part where you really want to have fun is the part where you want to have fun with your family.
Yeah, it sounds lovely. I want to be selfish on my birthday because I feel like most other days I'm trying to help and please other people. So I just want to disconnect from everybody.
So you want everybody else to disconnect from their families.
In the case of people that would be celebrating my holiday, I think that is actually a pretty selfish holiday. You know, you get to do your own thing in the morning and then have a good time with your family in the evening. It's like, you know,
it's like, hey, spend time with people you love and then also take some me time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess I prefer my me time. Well, I prefer my me time at all hours of the day, I guess. But
me time is very healthy, I think. And it's harder to come by as you get older and as you have
a
family.
It's especially healthy if you're an introvert. Yeah.
Sure.
Big time. You need it. Joe.
Mike.
You got to have a holiday, right?
Oh, absolutely. People were to celebrate my birthday as a holiday, it would be an entirely selfish holiday. It's all about me time. And some important things to note is, first of all, the decorations. You know, the Joseph Morkel time of year is a magical, magical time of year. And everyone's going to decorate their house with lights because I like lights.
Oh, man.
Preferably flashing lights.
It's such a pain in the ass. You got to get up on roofs. The people are going to die because they need to get up on roofs to put up these fucking Joe Morkel decorations.
That's okay.
May is a good time to do that because it's really not. You're not going to confuse it with another holiday. You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, whatever colors you want to put up, whether or not they're chasing, that's up to you. You just have to show that Joe Moracle spirit.
All right. All right.
Then throughout the day, you're mostly going to be drinking foreign whiskeys, playing video games, and watching old TV and movies from like the 80s and 90s. Until you come to the evening when you have to try and get all of your favorite foods from through takeout.
I thought you were going to say all of your favorite foods all in the same taco.
That's what you want. Hey, if that's how you want to celebrate Joe Moracle Day, or as I like to call it.
Yeah, that's an option.
Jomus. Then you do that, because Jomus is all about you and lights.
Chris Moracle.
Oh, speaking of lights, there's also going to be firework displays.
Oh, all right.
Every city will do a fireworks show on Jomus. It will be a tradition.
So just everything from all the great holidays, and also you get to be selfish the whole day.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is seclusion a primary component of Jomus, or can we like come over and celebrate Jomus together?
If that's what we all want to do, it's totally allowed.
If it's all
because you're doing what you want to do.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's about personal freedoms.
I like all
of
it.
Does sound like a good day.
Except for having to buy fireworks and put lights up.
You don't have to buy the fireworks. You can go to a fireworks show in your town.
That's true.
And not everybody puts
lights up. But you do have to put those fucking lights up.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm back on board.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
All right. Next, we're going to Sean in the game segment. Sean, what's up?
Ooh, well, for this game segment, gentlemen, I have a game.
Ooh, a game.
I have a game. It's a game that I'm actually really excited about. This is a first. It's a first type of this game.
It's the first time Sean's been excited about something.
That's right. It only took us 22 episodes. Mike, what is this game brought to us by?
It's brought to us by Phineas Tinklebottom's Deadly, Deadly Double-Barreled Shotguns. Phineas Tinklebottom. Probably a gnome or a pixie or something. I'm leaning gnome. Not sure anyone knows for certain, but I picture a little guy about a foot tall with white hair and a long white beard and a twinkle in his eye. Sort of like a very small Santa Claus. In any event, he sure seems like a jolly trickster sort, with purple clothes and little boots. Maybe he's got, like, candy instead of money in his wallet. He thinks it's money, maybe. Or maybe it is money where he's from. Yeah, that... That seems the most likely. He probably learned how to make stuff in his hometown of, like, Tinkersville, Gnomington, or something, with tiny little shiny tools. He's probably got advanced degrees in sprockets and fiddle widgets from Wiggle Waddle University. But now he makes deadly, deadly double-barreled shotguns. So buy one today for murder. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Back to you, Sean.
All right. Well, that was a whole lot of information to take in.
I mean, and not even factual information. It was all speculation about Tinklebottom's life.
Yeah.
Informed speculation, I would say. It seems possibly. Yeah.
I mean, we don't know who wrote the copies. So.
That's true. Yeah, it could have been.
It seemed like a wild guess. Yeah.
Could have been Tinklebottom himself. Old man Tinklebottom.
We got to move on. Just fucking with you. Please continue.
All right. So this game is called Thanks, Internet.
I like the sound of that.
This sounds dangerous in a way that I like.
So you boys are going to want to open up an incognito browser for this game.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
All right.
So when we G-chat, we chat over Google Hangouts from time to time. And
daily.
And occasionally, one of us will say something like, you know, a frog smoking a cigar. And then within seconds, one of the three of us is able to find a picture of a frog smoking a cigar and send it to our chat group, to which one of us typically replies, thanks, internet. Because seemingly anything you could ever imagine is on the internet. So I thought, why don't we do a scavenger hunt on the internet?
Oh, God.
Jesus. So I've got a list of things that you two will have to send to me on our Hangouts group.
Are you working for the FBI?
No, you're going to want to go incognito, though.
That's not going to stop the FBI.
I mean, I really don't care what's in my search history, but...
So some of these things will be easier to find than others. And basically,
are we sending it to the group or just to you?
You're sending it to the group because whoever gets it to me first is going to win a point for that round. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 items on this scavenger hunt. And whoever gets it to me first is going to win.
I already started searching porn terms. Is that going to help?
It might help in the later rounds.
hot damn.
All right. So here we go, folks. We're going to start off simple. All right. I would like for you gentlemen to send me a picture of Bill Murray holding a cat. I'm hearing a lot of keystrokes. Okay.
And as you will. Yeah.
About 5 seconds has passed now. Bill Murray holding a cat. I'm not quite certain that he's... Oh, Joe!
Oh, on my end, it's mine first.
And it's two different pictures. Two entirely different pictures. One is a picture of an old Bill Murray holding a white cat. And then the other looks like a considerably younger Bill Murray from Ghostbusters.
That's from Ghostbusters.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a screenshot from Ghostbusters.
That is. You got like 70-year-old Bill Murray and 30-year-old Bill Murray, both holding a white cat. Joe was faster, though. So, Joe, you get the point. Congratulations.
Do I get bonus points for this one?
No. Why would you get bonus points? Oh, he sent a GIF of Ghostbusters moment.
Yeah, I see that one now. Yeah.
That's a good one. He's spanking the cat. That's a hairless cat, I believe.
It's still the cat from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it looks like a sphinx cat, but it's white. Yeah.
All right, so it's going to get harder. Our next round, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
You two need to send me either a link to or a screenshot of a YouTube comment complimenting the band Nickelback.
Oh, God.
Any YouTube comment that you can find that is a compliment to the band Nickelback.
Did you find one beforehand? Do you know they exist?
Yes.
Okay.
Any positive comment on YouTube about the band Nickelback? It's awful quiet. I don't hear any keystrokes. Did you guys give up?
No, I found
my
one.
My keyboard's very quiet.
I don't know. I don't know exactly how to link it, but...
Well, you can take a screenshot.
Yeah, I can take a screenshot.
It takes longer, I know. But if Joe has to do the same thing, then you're still ahead of him.
Ah, damn it.
Mike just sent something here.
Yeah, Justin D says...
Justin D says, it's 2019, guys. Just
oh my God, I found the same comment!
Nickelback isn't that bad. Don't lie to yourselves. Ooh, Justin D. And that was from 2 days ago. He must have known we were going to have this little scavenger hunt.
It's amazing that we both clicked on the same video.
It might be the only. It might be the only comment.
I mean, as far as we know, that's true.
Actually, there's others here. If you hate Nickelback, you're lying. You're already here. There you go.
Although the top comment is from Mittens the Cat Wizard, says he looks like a mixture of Nicolas Cage and Jesus. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Both of whom are great.
That sounds like a compliment. All right, so we're tied up now, 1-1. Good, well done, Mike.
Thanks.
So tied 1-1 here. All right, this next one, you gentlemen ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
I need to see Asian man on black woman pornography.
Video or image?
I don't care. Whatever you get to be faster. Asian man on black woman pornography. This is apparently something very rare on the internet.
What's especially difficult is finding the guy's fucking face on this video. Oh, here we go. This one might work.
Wait a minute. That's an Asian woman and a black man, Mike. Asian man on black woman is what we're looking for.
Did you say Mike? Because I didn't send
you shit. Oh, I did say Mike. Yeah, that was Joe. That was sorry. Joe sent me a picture that apparently he already had copied to his clipboard of two large black men having fun with an Asian lady. Oh, hang on. Mike just sent me something here.
This is close.
Oh, I think Mike has it here. Lucky Asian dude bangs big tit ebony babe.
Joe, I think I might kill you.
And for wait a minute. Mike, this looks like it's incognito. And Joe sent
it is, yeah, it is.
Joe sent a picture of an Asian dude plowing a black dude. All right. Well, we can't very well unsee that now, can we?
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
Holy shit. All right, well, Mike wins that one, so it's 2-1, Mike.
Son of a bitch.
2-1, Mike. It's okay. Joe, I have a feeling that you have a leg up on this next round.
Fantastic.
I need you to send me a mail order bride.
Oh my God, really? Is this, can you even find this?
a legitimate mail order bride.
Do you care which country?
No, of course not.
All right.
I love, Joe's like, which country? I got you covered. Mike sent me something.
Oh man, this is asking me a quiz.
Wait a minute, this can't be real. Mike sent me a picture of a screenshot.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
From mail-order-bride.net. There's no way this is real.
I don't know. I'm not going to find out. I'll let Joe send his, and then we'll go from there.
I question the veracity of this website. I don't know. I want to see. I'm going to wait and see what Joe sends.
That Russian girl.
This looks sketchy.
What the fuck? Why is there a members?
Joe just sent the same picture of an Asian dude plowing a black dude. Nope. All right, Joe.
All of these websites want you to fill out questionnaires before they'll show you any results.
Oh, God. Yeah, you don't want to become a prospect.
I wouldn't do that. Well, Joe, if you want to cede the point to Mike, we can do that.
I went to mailorderbride.net and I found a fucking picture of a chick.
There's just no way mailorderbride.net is a real website.
Sean, it says right there, best for marriage with Russian girl. Okay? Marriage with Russian girl.
With a Russian girl. Now, they do use cookies to analyze that website.
Yeah, so we're going to get email now about...
Did you like best for marriage with Russian girl?
Son, Mike can have the point. This is taking way too long.
We give it to Mike. Mike is winning 3-1.
Why did you think that Joe had the advantage on that one? I want to get into that.
He's just making fun of me for being single and a pervert.
Oh,
no, okay. No. Not the first thing. I was thinking anything that's questionably legal, you would have a leg up on, Joe.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right, guys, 3-1, Mike. Joe, you have a chance here to get back within one. Mike, you have a chance to really put some distance between you two. Gentlemen, you have, this one's timed. You have 60 seconds. 60 seconds.
All right.
To find me the most expensive thing that you can actually purchase online right now.
Oh, boy.
Your 60 seconds begins now.
I have a submission.
Okay, Mike is getting his in quickly.
Oh, we got something here. What do we got?
You got something.
We have an Asian dude fucking a black man. Interesting.
Wait, no, Joe, I'm not Mike, close. I concede. God damn it.
Mike just sent in a picture of that mail order bride. No, hang on. Mike went to eBay and found a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath on 1.5 acres in Fairfield, Connecticut, priced for $998,000.
With a buy it now button.
With a buy it now.
Thus satisfying the requirement.
That's got to be it. That's excellent. All right, Mike, you're crushing it here. It's 4-1.
I'm getting dominated.
You are. You're getting dominated like that black dude getting fucked by the Asian guy.
I very strongly connect with that black guy right now.
I think he's enjoying it more than you are.
Okay.
Probably, yeah.
Well, this next one, we've only got two more left, okay? And they're both going to be worth 3 points.
All right.
So this is really anyone's game still, unless Mike wins, in which case it is his game.
Yep.
Similar to the last one, you've got 60 seconds to show me the most expensive movie memorabilia that you can find online. It doesn't have to be for sale. It just has to be the most expensive movie memorabilia. It could be an auction estimate. It could be, hey, this sold at auction for this. The most expensive piece of movie memorabilia that you can find on the internet.
All right.
What are you guys thinking? How do you go about this? Now, Joe's already sent me something, and Joe sent me a picture of an Asian man plowing a black man. No, that's not it. You guys both got your answers in early. Wait a minute. Okay. Hang on a second. Joe sent me, he's got a double screen thing
going on
here. I do
have two monitors.
So he sent me the Aston Martin from James Bond's Goldfinger.
Oh yeah,
is that right?
Wins by a lot. Look at that. Yep.
That's $4.6 million at auction in 2010.
Yeah.
Wow. $4.6 million. All right. And Mike sent Jack Nicholson's head.
X. Who's X?
Oh, Jack Nicholson's.
So I picked this one because it just happened. So it was like on the top of my mind. And I had seen the news story.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson's X.
I wanted to go bigger.
Shining. Yeah. And that sold at auction for more than $200,000, which is, last I checked, $200,000 is way less than 4 million.
Yeah, so, that was a good option, good choice.
So Joe, well, you've just tied it up, and it's now 4-4.
Hell yeah!
Congratulations.
It's anybody's game now.
Thank you.
It's literally anyone's game, and we only have one more round left. Guys.
This might be
the hardest one yet.
All right.
It's the first person to send this to me wins. What I need to see is any CEO or higher up at any company that still uses an AOL, Hotmail, or Prodigy email address.
Wait, what? CEO or higher?
CEO or higher up. So it could be a CEO, a CFO, it could be a VP, anything that's got initials, any important part of a company, any important person that still uses an AOL, Hotmail, or Prodigy email address.
I mean, like a personal email?
Joe's already sent me something in the time it's taken Mike to ask questions. And yes, Joe did what I thought would be the easiest thing.
The CEO which is, AOL?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe sent the CEO for AOL. That it would be tim.armstrong@corp.aol.com.
So I had that up on my browser. It's up literally right now on my browser. But,
what good is that doing
yeah,
you?
You win.
Joe, a stunning come from behind victory wins.
Thank you.
7-4. My goodness. Oh, do you believe in miracles?
Fuck this game.
I didn't, but I do now.
with the win. Congratulations. That has been thanks, Internet.
Thanks, Internet.
Oh, that was super stressful for me. Thanks, Internet. All right.
Yeah, I can't wait. Well, I can't wait till the day not too long from now when I'm at work and I have to scroll back through our chat history to find something. And there's a Asian dude plowing a black man.
What's great too is it looks like the placement of his hand looks like he's pulling the guy's hair, but the guy's bald. The guy just he's totally hairless. Down. He's hairless everywhere.
Any hoozles.
Probably uses Nair to get all that body hair off.
Probably.
Anyway, with the negative points securely under my belt, we're going back to Mike with our final segment of the episode. Mike, what have you got for us?
Well, I want to talk about something that we touched on in a conversation we had a couple weeks ago or a week ago. I want to talk about wearable technology. I want to talk about wearables. So, Joe, what is this segment about wearable technology brought to us by?
Thanks, Mike. This segment about wearable tech is brought to us by Liquid Beef. It's 100% real beef, and it's 100% a liquid. You can enjoy Liquid Beef hot or cold, whatever temperature you normally enjoy your beef or your liquids. Liquid Beef is available in 12-ounce cans, 20-ounce bottles, or 1-gallon chug jugs. Let that savory meat flow down your throat. Liquid Beef. It's a liquid.
That's so nasty.
Back to you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. So let's talk about wearable technology. So what brought this to mind, I'm specifically talking in this case about glasses, because I think that's kind of what we're looking at in the future is glasses. We've got the watches, you know, we want the glasses. But, so there's so many cool things you could dream up with having the heads-up display, the glasses, they can show you, it's a little computer, you can see. You can view the internet with your eyes.
Wish we could do that now.
So wouldn't it be amazing if you were just at your desks at work and I could send a picture of an Asian man fucking a black man just directly to your glasses?
See it with your eyes.
Well, okay, so what got me thinking about this specifically was I read an article about like the companies to most quickly reach 50 million users, okay? And it was like it was like Facebook, 8 years, you know, Twitter,
Pornhub, 2 weeks,
4 years. Sorry, you preempted me, but yes, Pornhub, 50 million users in 19 days.
Sorry.
So again, okay, think about these the biggest companies. Facebook literally took years. Twitter took years. Pornhub, 19 days. So our priorities are pretty obvious, right? So
So what you're saying is that Pornhub needs to make the next stage of internet glasses, which I support.
That's exactly the opposite of what I'm saying. There has to be some.
We are not on the same side of this.
There has to be some kind of concern that people can just watch porn all day, right? Like,
I mean, my concern is that I can't do it now.
Isn't it weird? Or not weird, but yeah, it is weird. Isn't it weird that, like, you know, so many people so quickly would tune into Pornhub like that, but no one will admit it? You know what I mean? It's like, it's not something that you would publicly announce or post about, but so it's like such a no-brainer. Of course everyone's doing that, but it's still people think that it's like taboo.
You're right. That's a shame.
It is weird.
There's a taboo.
Yeah, it is kind of,
which
weird.
Is why I vow that if any listener buys me internet enabled glasses, I will announce every time I use them to view pornography.
It's just, can you imagine being if this technology gets to the point where like you can't really tell the difference between regular glasses and wearable technology glasses, like what if people are just going to church and they're sitting there and they're watching porn while
how else are you going to get through church?
What does it matter though? No, but what does it matter if they're watching it?
It doesn't.
If they're not fondling themselves or like coming all over the lady's hair in front of them, what does it matter?
What if you're talking about a guy who's like at a children's party and he's watching porn the whole time? Like, isn't there?
Well, you judge the shit out of him. If you catch him, you beat the shit out of him. But like, if he's not dealing the kids,
let me ask a couple of questions. He's not doing anything to the kids. But first of all, is he wearing jeans or khakis?
Like, yeah, you're right. One of them does suppress.
What's his level of exposure here? You know.
Okay, so the porn is one element of it, but also you can take pictures. Like, I'm sure you could program cues to where you could take pictures without people knowing, right? Like, just look at somebody and take pictures.
Yeah, but that technology already exists. There's tiny cameras.
It does, it's so creepy. That technology.
So you don't walk outside dressed in a way that you wouldn't want your picture taken. Right?
Like, do we really want that happening, guys?
What?
No, but I get what you're saying, but that it's not about whether somebody can capture an image of you. It's if you can candidly take a picture of somebody, people will abuse that. They're not just going to take a picture and just, oh, that's a nice picture, and keep it. They're going
to... Mike, whether or not the technology exists, there's going to be assholes.
But what are you worried about? I mean, I'm just confused as to what you're worried about happening. Like, they're going to take a picture of, like, here's a lady who's grocery shopping, and then, like, put it on the internet and be like, look at that lady grocery shopping.
Actually, yes. Yes, I am concerned about that.
Those people do that now. There's like 80 subreddits for that. I subscribe to all of them.
I'm having this conversation with the wrong people.
No, I don't understand what's wrong. If you're not,
you should have long ago decided to have your like two best friends not be moral degenerates.
If you're not holding your glasses underneath a lady's skirt as she's like looking for oranges, then I don't understand what the problem is. If there's like, if you're outside in public.
Why did you have to say oranges, Sean? That's the sexiest fruit.
I'm just saying, if you're out in a public place and someone takes your picture, like what's the big deal?
I think it'd be really weird if I knew that somebody was taking my picture in public. I would want to know why.
Okay, but what does it matter? How does that affect your life if someone takes your picture? I don't get it. What's like the big deal? Like, oh no,
you got my hair. I'm gonna bridge this, Mike. It's weird, but it's gonna be happening more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
Privacy in public is a thing of the past. There's just gonna be pictures of you that you don't know were taken floating out there forever.
Who cares?
Well, probably not of me, but certainly of women.
No, definitely of you.
Well, yeah, but
because they're just going to be taken by security cameras, and that's going to be sold to companies along with your purchasing habits, and somehow they're going to end up like deep faked into porn, so that you're getting fucked by an Asian guy.
Oh yeah,
and you have to come to terms with that. That's the world we live in.
So you're saying just ride the snake and just grab those.
Yeah, I mean, who
literally
cares?
Ride that Asian guy snake.
I don't know. I'm of the mindset that like, yeah, this horrible shit's gonna happen. I can either worry about it. And it doesn't matter because there's nothing I can do to change it, or I cannot worry about it, and there's nothing I can do to change it. So it's like, why the fuck would I worry about it?
I agree with this mindset completely.
All right. There are a lot of great benefits to the wearable technology. I mean, obviously, it's...
Watching porn all the time.
I do think that's going to be a major use. Yes, I do.
It absolutely I'm just talking about my own usage.
who's going to sit on the bus on the way to work and just like watch porn? Like, no, what are you talking about? That's going to be like 1% or less of the population that's going to do that.
I agree
with Sean. Mike, a downside of the hammer is that it can make murder easier.
Yes.
But that's not what most people use a hammer for.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
Same is true of a car, I suppose, right?
Yes, it's a deadly weapon.
All right.
Although, unlike a hammer, a car frequently, in instances where there is a fatality, kills the person using
it. That's true.
I've only killed myself with a hammer twice.
I would Welcome love, back. Though, I mean, to have a heads-up display and, if people have biosignatures that you can give authorization to, you know, maybe I can see my wife and my daughter's health vitals. You know, maybe not everyone has access to different biosignatures, but maybe I can look over, and if there's a medical emergency, if my daughter's choking or something's happening, I can, like, scan her and, like, figure out what the hell's going on. Like,
that'd be so cool.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what I most want is, and we're a long way away from this, but augmented reality in the glasses so that...
Yeah.
Once we get to a certain level of sophistication, you can almost skin the world with, you know, the world you want to live in.
Whatever you want, totally.
Yeah, if I want the world to be Harry Potter themed, then all of a sudden shit looks like Diagon Alley, and I look up and there's Dementors flying around in the sky.
Yeah, and why not vocal augmentation too? Someone says, like, hey, what's up, dude? And your whatever translates it to, like, oh, good day, sir, how are you? You know, it's like, well, you could do that. Why not?
Totally.
You could.
Which would also bridge communication language barriers, because the technology would be able to take any language somebody spoke and turn that into whatever you speak in the way you want to hear it.
Sure. Yeah.
Not only a universal translator, but a fun universal translator.
You can live any paradise you envision.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
A universal translator / inflectionator.
Yeah, I hope they come up with a better name for it.
Sure.
All righty, sirs. We would have been tied, but I got that negative point, so this week's loser is Mike with a score of 1.
Yeah!
Oh.
I feel like I've lost every episode. So
it has been. I feel like
you haven't, but it's been a lot.
I feel like it's been a long time since I've lost. I don't know. Maybe I lost last week. Yeah. If I can remember.
No, it's been a long time since I've lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with that, that's the end of our episode. I have been and will continue to be Joe Moracle.
I'm probably Sean Keller.
Yo quiero Mike Pareto.
You want Mike Pareto?
Yeah. I intentionally used the wrong. God damn it, Joe.
Have a great week, everyone. A Little Nonsense is copyright 2019 by its hosts. All ads are meant to be humorously fake. Any resemblance to a company, person, or other entity, real or imagined by someone else, is either entirely coincidental or purposeful parody. If you have a question, comment, or discussion topic, you can email us through the mail hole. That's mailhole@littlenonsense.com. You can find more episodes and anything else related to the show at littlenonsense.com. And now that the end of show business is concluded, I'll kindly ask, Sean, would you please take us out?
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. A little whimsy here or there is often very necessary. Mingle a little folly with your wisdom, and you can be jolly. A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest.